This is the Walking Leader Podcast, and I welcome you back. This is David Guerra. I am your host, and I'm also the author of The Walking Leader, and Great to Follow, and soon, a couple of other books. But for now, we're here. This is episode 66. I thank you for stopping by. Again, I thank you for your time. And we're going to continue. Well, we're not going to just continue. We're going to start closing it up. And it's going to go kind of fast, and it's going to be a couple of other things. But we're going to close up the Bad Leaders Aren't Leaders series. And it's going to get rough, but it's going to be raw, and it's going to be awesome. And hopefully you will either avoid becoming one of those bad leaders, or if you are heading down that path, you can avoid it. Avoid it like the plague. Anyway, let's move on. Let's dive in. So we've covered a lot of topics, or a wide variety of bad leaders. A lot of them have been bullying. A lot of them have been, well, the last one, the know-it-all, and just, you know, he knows it all, and there's nothing to it. And we talked about Brad, and we still are waiting to hear whatever happened to Brad, because nobody ever heard from him again, and they still haven't. So, again, if you're Brad, well, you know, that's what happens. And if you're not Brad, and you're heading down the path that Brad took, stop. Turn it around. You can do it. You're not doomed. Brad was doomed. You're not doomed. Because we have Brad's experience to learn from. And that's from episode 65, the last episode. Now, we're going to continue on. Like I said, we're going to bunch these things up. We're going to move pretty fast. Number one, the one who believes that they need him more than he needs others. Well, that bad leader right there is just self-explanatory. It's the one, well, it's kind of like Brad. He was brought in and he brought that mindset with him of, I'm here to save the world. I'm here to save these people from themselves. I'm here to save the reputation of this organization. Brad did nothing, none of that. Brad did none of that. And that's a sad thing. But somewhere, somebody along the line put it inside Brad's head that Brad will be the end-all, be-all, and save this organization, and save the people, and save the reputation of the state of Texas. You know, and that sinks in, especially when somebody at the top is telling you these things and feeding you these lies. So it's like, you know, the ego gets inflated, and the ego runs amok. And the ego can't be reined in until it's too late. And that's just the way it is. Folks, keep your ego in check. Keep your ego in check. Now, what else can you do? Realize that you need them more than they need you. You can be replaced. Brad was replaced. Brad was quickly replaced. Heck, when I left, I was replaced. And it was quick. And, you know, it didn't sting because, again, it's just the way life is. The sooner you realize that you can be replaced, you will be replaced. When I left the military, I was replaced. Somebody else signed up. Somebody else volunteered. Somebody else took my position. And it goes like that, and it'll go like that, and it'll keep going like that, and it will always be like that. So again, remember, they don't need you more than themselves. Okay? They don't need you more. Okay, remember that. They need themselves more than they need you. You're replaceable. And it doesn't matter what level you're in, where you've worked, how long you've been, whatever your tenure is, it does not matter. The next one. The one who uses his followers and recruits outsiders to do his bidding. And then once he or she has what he or she wants, they could care less about those followers or the recruited. Sound familiar? Now, this is somebody, a guy or a gal, who's put in a position and then creates a following and then uses them to do his or her bidding, whatever he or she wants, whatever ulterior motive there is. And then once she's done, poof, cuts all ties, let's slip the knots and they're all gone, drifting out into sea. Nobody's going to bring them back because now that leader, that bad leader, has received, has got, has won, has gained what they wanted. Does it sound familiar? Something to think about. I'm not going to say, but I'm not going to equate everybody else to this, but you know what? Might as well say it. Adolf Hitler used his connections to get him into power. And once he was in power, he purged. because those same people that put him into power were the exact same people that could take him out of power. Heck, I knew a pastor that wanted in to a local congregation. She wanted in so bad, and she wanted to be accepted, and she wanted in. She just wanted to win because somebody sold her on something that just, well, wasn't a reality. But again, there was an ulterior motive. There was a puppeteer in the background. Now, again, so they recruited all these people. They recruited and they fought and they sided and they got four. And now this pastor's in. And then that's when the true colors started coming out. You know, whatever the agenda was, whatever it was, it didn't matter. The true colors came out and only the puppeteer was still pulling the strings. Nobody else was mattered. Everybody else was cut out. The puppeteer, he, back there behind the curtain, was eventually found out. And eventually it was all found out. Well, I promise you. It didn't last very long. Well, to some people it lasted way too long. To others, well, long story short, pastor's gone. The puppeteer is gone. Minimized, marginalized, and set off to the side. Another shining example. Those Star Wars fans, you know, we've got The Force Awakens that just came out. Remember back in episode one, not the first movie, not episode four, but the very first one, the one with Anakin, okay, and Qui-Gon Jinn. Well, at that time, there was the government there, the Republic, and it was starting to collapse, and there was too many bureaucrats and all of this and all that, and somebody was whispering into the Senate, into the Queen's ear, and it was a senator, Senator Valorum. And he was whispering in her ear, telling her that this was bad, and look what's going on, and look at the bureaucrats, and look at this, and told her, it forced the Queen to call for a vote of no confidence in the senator, in the Senate, for the Emperor, the guy that was in charge, the Chancellor, sorry about that. A vote of no confidence for the current Chancellor. He's voted out, an interim Chancellor is voted in, and that's Chancellor Valorum, the same person who was whispering in the Queen's ear, the one who got the Senate to move. And then it was all revealed that he was also the bad guy, the dark side. He was playing both sides. And then once it was done, he cut it out. He cut out all the people that helped him. He got rid of them. He purged. He made sure. There's others, and there are countless other examples. You know, department heads that get their cronies to go rummaging through other people's files and locked cabinets, find the key and rummage through there in search of something, whatever that something is. But then once somebody's discovered, that manager or department head has no idea what they're talking about, and it was never sanctioned. They're out there. They are out there. And if you're one of those, again, it's only going to get you so far. Because look what happened in history. Hitler, gone. The pastor, gone. In fiction, in stories, in modern day mythology, Star Wars. The Emperor was done away with by his own creation, Darth Vader. Same thing. You know, it comes out. It does come out. So you got cronies and people doing your bidding. You don't want to do yourself because it doesn't look good for you. And guess what? Maybe you shouldn't be doing it at all. Maybe you don't belong where you're at. Something to think about there, folks. Let's see. And speaking of doing their bidding, then of course, there's always going to be those inner circle. There's always going to be an inner circle. You have it at home. You have it with your friends. You have it with your family. You have it with people you don't know, associates, business associates. You know that. You always have this inner circle. And that's fine. You should have an inner circle because that's who's going to help you. That's who's going to be your sounding board. That's who's going to help you through the hard times because, again, they're going to be there for you. But when it starts crossing over into the business world and you become that boss, that leader that starts taking care of his or her own friends before taking care of the others, especially those people you're tasked to lead, those people you're tasked to manage, something is very wrong. And it might not. It might be that leading and managing is not for you. And it is a reality. Because, hey, they helped me get to where I am. I got to take care of my buds. Yes, that's fine. Take care of your buds. But not at the point that the people that you're supposed to be leading suffer. Not to the point of the people you're supposed to manage, you cast aside. That's not being a good leader. And that's casting aside is the one is also another bad leader sign. The one who could care less about his employees and what they do. The last year and a half that I was with the state, I had completed my master's in business administration. I had it for a year before my immediate supervisor noticed. He said, "Hey, when did you get your master's?" I told him a year ago. "Really?" And I go, "Look back at all my emails. I added MBA after my name when I had my MBA, when I had that piece of paper in my hand. Heck, it's even on the business cards that he approved. It was in my emails, my correspondence, business cards, and he still didn't get it? Now, what does that say? I mean, it's three little letters, and I understand, you know, yes, your supervisor doesn't have to worry about everything, but you know what? That's a pretty big step in an individual's life. And if you, as a leader, don't recognize what your people do for you and what they do for themselves, then maybe you don't deserve the title of leader. You maybe deserve the title of, you know what? I don't know what you deserve your title, because again, these people are doing stuff for you. They're making you look good. And if you don't look at them every once in a while and see all the stuff that they're doing, you're going to get exactly what you deserve. Now, that's a lot in a nutshell. But again, there's more out there. There's tons more out there. There's plenty more examples. But I'm starting to wrap up the series. It's time to move on. I'm getting a little, not tired of it, but it's time to do the next part of what I was going to do with the Bad Leaders Aren't Serious, and that's put it all together in a nice digital book format and get it out there to everybody. And if you want an early copy, let me know. Dave@DaveGuerra.com. Let me know you're listening. And say, "Hey, Dave, I want an early copy of Bad Leaders Aren't," and I'll get it to you. I'll get it to you as soon as I'm done. I'm still working on it, doing all the conversions, all the transcription. I'm getting that done. And so listen, again, Dave@DaveGuerra.com. I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you for taking the time, your time, these, 13 minutes now that it's going to run into. I really do appreciate it. And again, until next time, my name's Dave Guerra. Don't be a bad leader, because bad leaders are not any kind of leader at all. Heck, they're not even bad managers. Until next time, take care. Take it easy. Talk to you soon. Thank you.